Yehuda, he approached Yosef and he said, "Be Adoni, if you please, my master. Let your Eved speak in my Lord's ears, and don't let your anger flare at your Eved." He spoke harsh words to Paro. So Yainasin Aivshitz, in the Sefer Teferes Yainasin, he brings down the Kashya of the Velt, he asks, what was Yehuda thinking over here? What was this Mahalach HaMashok? Last week's Parashat says, Yehuda says, that we're all willing to be Avodim, and Binyamin will be in Avodim. We'll all be Avodim. Afterwards, Yosef is masking just to take Binyamin, and all of a sudden Yehuda gets all upset. Like, what's the pshat? In the beginning, you were willing that everybody should be Avodim. Now Yosef is only taking Binyamin, and now you get angry. Like, what was the Meikara Meikasavar, Vahashta Meikasavar? What's the pshat? And if Yehuda wanted to be here to watch over Binyamin, so good, so Yosef would be. All the other brothers have to be him, and Eliyakim is going to come down. And this is part of the plan of the Brisbane, I'm sorry. That's the way Yehuda saw it. But after Yosef said, Binyamin, stay here, and Atem alu l'sholom la'avichem, you should all go back. So then Vayistor said, this is not the plan of the Brisbane, I'm sorry. Vayirazoi, this is his own plan, then I'm not masking to that. Secondly, Zokriv Yainis and Aibshitz, it could be that Yehuda felt that Min Hashmayim, they're punishing him personally, because he said, Mabetze kinara yasachinu, let's sell it, and maybe he is now getting paid back for that. Binyamin is being accused. It's only a way of getting him to take the place of Binyamin, and it's really a punishment on his part. But once he saw that, he said, you all go back, and I want only Binyamin. So the Hechruv, this is not a punishment for me, right? That's his Egin Cheshbain, is that I'm not willing to be Makabel. Either one of them was a very good Cheshbin, but you see, he did not cheshbon b'chlal what Yosef was thinking. That was not a lot of cheshbon. Either it's a plan of the Brisbane, I'm sorry that I'm a Kabbal, or it's a plan to get me to be an Eved because of a punishment, and then I'm a Kabbal. But that he should get his rust, and that they weren't willing. You find a similar thing by the Asar Harugei Malchus, when the king called them, you know, and he told them that, you know, you sold Yosef, and Mimela, you know, you have to be punished. So Yishmael, Kohen Gadol, he went up to Shemayim to find out, is it Gzeirah of Shemayim or not? If it's not Gzeirah of Shemayim, then I'm going to listen to you. Right? So Yehuda was doing the same thing over here. If it's Taka Gzeirah of Shemayim, it's a chelik of the Brisbane Absarim. Or if it's Taka Gzeirah on me, I'm willing to be Makabal. If it's Yosef's own whims, then I'm not willing to be Makabal. Once he saw Taka, it was the latter, then he went, you know, to go out against him. The Pasuk says, V'lo yochel Yosef l'sapik l'chol ha'nitzavim olav, and Yosef can no longer hold himself in before all the people that are standing there. V'yikra ha'tziu kolishme alai. Remove everybody from here except for the brothers. V'lo yomad ish'itai, and no other man stood there, v'izvada Yosef alachav, when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. So the Medrash over here, the Alter brings down a Meridik and Medrash, that when Yosef told everybody else to leave, and he kept himself there, first of all, the reason of what's called Yochel is Apek, Rashi says, that he couldn't bear to see that his brothers have a bizayim when he is Megala himself. And he couldn't bear that. So what did he do? Ha'itziu kol l'shmei Eloi. Everybody should be removed from here. State Medrash, that Yosef put himself in a tremendous sakana over here, because he was one person against 10 brothers, they were definitely more powerful than him, certainly all 10 against him. And if one of them would have just given him a kick, he would have keeled over, he could have died. So he put himself into a sakana over here. They could have killed him and nobody could do anything to him. Furthermore, Rabbi Yonasan Aibshitz says that even after he says that he's Yosef, he was still in a matzah of a sakana. Because if you remember, one of the measures says one of the cheshbainis, why they sold him was because they saw Baruch HaKodesh that Yerovam ben Nevat's going to come from. So now he's here in Melech in Mitzrayim. He looks dressed in Mitzrayim clothing, right? He's probably married to a shiksa. They didn't realize he was married to Osnas, who's done from Yaakov. See, now he's 60, he's dressed like a Shavuot, he's a king in Mitzrayim. So in Kalvin Chayim, he's going to be master of Klal Yisrael. There's a good reason to kill him, that old cheshman still remains. See, Yosef was in a tremendous sakana. Afal Pikein, he was willing to put himself into a matzav sakana, they not to be mevayish the brothers. Because he had a sensitivity for their feelings, he was willing to put himself in a matzav sakana. That's a very the kalimu that you see from over here. It's like Rav Asor brought down a beautiful story. Rav Aryeh Levin, he once was given a summons to appear in court. He says someone was collecting a chayv from somebody else, and he was signed as a guarantor on the shtar. So he had to appear in case he has to be the responsible party here. He thinks to himself, I don't remember ever signing as a guarantor on a shtar, but okay. He's summoned to court, he comes to court. They show him the document, and one look at the document, he saw that this is a forgery, not his signature. He looks up, and he sees the face of the loiver of the bar, who is the boyish. So he says, yeah, I recognize my signature, yeah, and I'm taka responsible. So he only asks from the court, they should allow him to pay back the chayv in monthly payments, and over a few years, he'll pay up the chayv. The kachav ha'mais, instead of embarrassing this person, he paid up over a number of years X amount of money to them. Rabbi Levine was not known to be from the biggest in the river of Yerushalayim. Afal Pikein today, not to be revived to somebody else, he was willing to accept this appointment.
I guess it's Mamsha Kirshana Ish.
Yeah, yeah, it's Mamsha. Noyach Lelo Odom, Lahapal Azasma Lusa Kirshana. Yeah, not. There's another Maisa I saw him in a Gaelis Medrash. Happened over here in Skver many years ago. You know, it was parked in Skver on Yontif by the old Rebbe. He parked on Chassidim, a lot of guests. So they were mechaber one of the guests to daven musaf for the oven. So he gets up. It's a yontif which was chal on Shabbos. He gets up. He starts kokeli. He starts singing kokeli. The problem is the minig square is not to sing kokeli when yontif falls out on Shabbos. And he's singing away. The chassidim looked at the rabbi. They're very machped on hugging over there. They was looking to the rabbi and back to the guy and back to the rabbi. Like my high, the rabbi doesn't say a word. So after davening, a few chassidim came over to the Rebbe. The mini square is not like this, my high. So the Rebbe tells him, as in a calm way, it's Taka Emes, you're 100% right, that the mini square is not the same Kokeli if Shabbos falls out of Yomtiv. But there's a second mini square. They're not supposed to be the live summoning them around. So one mini is dying for the other. How careful we have to be, but you see that Yosef was mamish willing to put himself in a sakana, kidding not to be Mavayish's brothers. Vayomer Yosef Elecha, and Yosef said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'oiro Bichai, is my father still alive? V'lo yochlu echav lanei seizoi, ki nivalu mipono. His brothers could not answer him because they became stunned from his face. All the Mepharshim asked the question over here. What is Yosef saying? Ha'oid Avichai. And Yosef, Ha'oid Avichai. This was the whole shakel of the Tari. This was the whole conversation. If we don't bring back Binyamin, and our father will see it, then he's not going to make it. So what's Yosef asking now? Ha'oid Avichai. Second of all, the famous Gemara, it's a Medrash also. The Gemara in Chagiga says that when Rabbi Lozer used to come to this pasuk, he used to start crying. He used to say, causes 10 brothers, they're not going to be able to stand up, then they couldn't answer him. When we appear, so what was Meir of Elazar to cry over here about the Yom HaDin? Where did he see that over here? There's many truths from given to this question. Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld says, Pashat. Yosef told them, Ani Yosef, I'm very alive, and I'm standing in front of you. And if that's the case, I just proved to you that you're liars. Because you told me, Va'ochid Meis, L'chadchila. You said the brother died. But I'm very much standing here in front of you. So he was saying, I ask you now a question. That thing you told me about our father, that he's alive. Is it Emes he's alive? Or maybe you were only saying that to be my rachman. So that is the biggest tekara to a person. When a person is staring the truth in the face and he said a sheker, that is the biggest tekara to a person. So from that, Rabbi Lozen says, what's going to happen? Lozen Lovi. Down here we fool ourselves with excuses, with lies. Up there we're going to see the truth staring us in the face. What are we going to say then? Right? But Zofri Yosef Chaim, that was Yosef's kavana by asking Ha'ayr Avichai, right? The Emes says he didn't know for sure that he was alive. Because Ani Yosef, if I'm alive, you said I'm dead. So that proves you're liars. So if I say I can't be Mekabel Ha'ayr Avichai either. Maybe he was just saying it to be Ma'ir Rachman. Is he still alive? The brothers facing the truth, they couldn't open up their mouths. The truth is staring them in the face. They lied. There's nothing that they could say. And that's Mimela, I'm Asad Lovay. You know, what's going to be when we have to face the truth of Asad Lovay? I also saw, brought down, B'Shem to say for Imre Yehuda, that when he said Avichai, he was bringing it as a ride that he's really Yosef. Because notice I didn't ask any questions about my mother. I kept on asking. I asked only about my father. The Teretz is my story, so I know what the answer is about my mother. Right, so the fact that I'm asking how Avichai only, Shema, you know that that's really, you know, that I'm really Yosef and I know really what's happening. The Pasuk says over here, Uvnei Don Chushim. And the sons of Don were Chushim. Chushim was only one son, yet it says Uvnei Don Chushim, Lashon Rabbah. Pashtus is going ala osim because from Chushim came many people. It's all brought down to the Chofetz Chaim ala Teira. There were a couple of people came over to the Chofetz Chaim and in a very depressed way were telling him the matzav of Klal Yisrael at the time. They said, and Nebuch, there's many different movements, there's communism, there's socialism, there's Bundism, there's Zionism, and the youth are mamish being schlepped away. Mamish, they go with this lahavas for all of these different movements. And Mamish Klal Yisrael from a yin, and Mamish becoming a miut shem a miut. You know, what's going to be the cipher of Klal Yisrael? This is what they were telling the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim did not seem to understand that it was painful that so many people are going off. But the Chofetz Chaim wasn't despoiled. He says there was times in Klal Yisrael where things were much worse. He says in the times of Eliyahu HaNavi, the Pasuk says in Melachim, there was only 7,000 people that did not bow down to the Baal. Out of all of Klal Yisrael, all you had was 7,000 people that did not bow down. So it was a lot worse then. And I'm a big can't you see that Klal Yisrael made it through that summer. But in addition to that, he added a machshava on this week's parasha. If you look, when it references the children, the grandchildren of Yaakov that went down to Mitzrayim, it says, Ubnei Don Chushim. Right next to that it says, Ubnei Binyamin, Bela, Becher, Ashbeh, Mupim, Hupim, Or, 10 sons. The Mamash put right next to each other. So the Chofetz Chaim, why did Torah put those two next to each other? Picture done. He had one son. Medrash tells us he was hard of hearing, not deaf. So you can imagine people had Rachmanus on Don, Nebuch, look, he has this Nebuch kid. Well, Mishpach is not very big whatsoever. What's going to be? You know, and Rachmanus on. Binyamin will have, but Binyamin has 10 children. Can I know her? A large Mishpach. So, what is the prospect of this Mishpach? And what is the prospect of that Mishpach? The Yafal Pikain, the Gemara says that when we were in the Midbar, when they were in the Midbar, Binyamin, who had 10 children, his numbers were 35,400, and Shevet almost come out double that. 62,700, come on, double. Plus, even in the Midbar, where they, with hardship, and it's not the derech to multiply, Don multiplied even more in the Midbar. It's, the Gemara says, Mesechta Zvava Basra, Uvnei Don Chushim, like the Chushim of reeds. The reeds have certain kinds of leaves that multiply tremendously. That's the way Don was. So take a look how you can never tell from one generation to another. Here you have Don who had one child in Nebuchu, and Binyamin has 10 children, strapping fellows, and it comes a little bit down the line, and you see it's not the exact opposite of the tide is turning. So the Chofetz Chaim, the emes is with us. The emes is with the Charei Klal Yisrael that goes ben amonis in the ways of Hashem. So I now, what Taka looks like, it's very shvach, things could change. Now if you think about it today, mamish, the words of the Chofetz Chaim are mamish the ring of Ur. You see today, you know, Baruch Hashem, from the Yidden are blossoming all over, Torah is blossoming all over, and what happened with those other camps, Zionism, they talk about the post-Zionist era. How many Jewish communists do you know that are in existence today, or Bundists, or all of these, you know, the census, they say that by the year 2030, they say that Rahman al-Islam is not going to be in, not from the Yidden left. All the Yidden are going to be from the Yidden. So you remember, see how the words of the Chofetz Chaim or Makuyim. Years ago, I was in Baltimore. I downed in one of the old shuls there. I forgot already which one exactly, but an old shul. And they had on the bulletin board, they had posted a shul bulletin from the 1930s. There was a letter from the Rav to the Kehillah begging them not to be Miyayish. We see how many people are leaving our Kehillah and they're going over to shuls with the Mechal Shabbos, you know. Because we're getting less and less, we're losing our oomph, we're losing our courage, we're losing our conviction. And he's pleading with the Kehillah, don't give up, you know, continue, maintain. We know that that we are right, and one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show. You walk in Baltimore today, you know, it's a Targum Gestalt, obviously people walking in the streets with their gemaras, the shuls are flourishing, you know. Things change over the years. That's mamish the ring of law of the Chofetz Chaim. Mamish different in the flow of the Chofetz Chaim.
What was it he said specifically?
What?
What did Chofetz Chaim say specifically?
Chofetz Chaim said that the fact that there's so many people going off now, there's no indication over the future. We know that the truth is with us, and eventually it'll be seen. And he brought this raya, you know, Dunn, who had one never-living kid, multiplied tremendously, and been younger than had many children. You know, you can never tell from one generation to the next.
Inspired whole generations. Like,
was that?
Yeah, as much as the Bar inspired many people to go in the Derech HaTorah that we have today,
yeah.
The Maisa, it's not showing you that Teva.
What do you mean?
That would just flourish like that.
That's right. That's right. It's like the Derech HaTorah. It's Ben HaShemayim. It's Ben HaShemayim. And the Chassidim world. What's like the Derech HaTorah, you know?
The few guys gave a caps from Europe, a cliche.
Yeah.
And those are Chassidim.
That's right. That's right. Totally. When I was a kid, well, we used to play ball with baseball, you know. Kids in my share played ball. You know. They looked different. Those days, it wasn't like they look today. It was a different tzura. Matrish kids, you know, a little bit of a more chassidish event, but they were, you know, different tzura. Today, it's like, mamash. Va'amartem anshei mitna hoyu avodecha minureinu va'ata. Yosef told his brothers, you should tell Paroi that we were men of cattle. We herd our sheep, right? Gamanachnu, gamavesenu, bavurteshu beres goyshen. In order that you'll sit in goyshen separately, they're going to be marachik you. Kitoyavas Mitzrayim kol royetzayim. Because anybody that's a shepherd, that's an abomination to Mitzrayim. Okay. So, Shabsi the leverage that some stells that go be here. Like, so what happened? Yosef tells them, Royet Sain. Tell them we're Royet Sain, and then it'll be miraculous. You know, and that way you'll be able to stay in Goshen by yourself. What happens? The next day, Pari tells Yosef, Ula Yesh Ben Echman, Shechayo Royet Sain. Maybe you have people that herd sheep. It would be good for me. Vim Yodata, Vyesh Ben Man Shechayo, Visante Sari Mikul, Dala Shali. Almost the exact opposite result. Yosef tells them he's going to be Merachik you. And Pari says, I'm the rabbi. You have people that take care of cattle. I'd like them to herd my cattle. What happened over here? What happened to the klal kol teyavis mishraim kol roye yitzayim that the mishraim considered an abomination? He says, that's a rule for the entire nation. It doesn't apply to the leaders. Kachi darkish shalayim. You can have principles, and you can have all kinds of rules. That all applies to the Amorim, but to the king and to the people in the higher ups, that does not apply. You know, and Paru is Megalodon out in the open. To me, it doesn't apply. I need my own. I like to eat meat. privately. I'd like to eat sheep privately. I have my own royal time. So maybe you'd have to have somebody. He says, for Congress and for Parliament and for all this, none of this applies. Now in Russia, when communism first came out, it sounded like all men are created equal, everybody's going to share equally, whatever. And then all men are created equal, but some people are more equal than others. Some are more equal than others. And that's kind with the Hamoinam was suffering, they were mice and nefesh, and they were working like dogs. The people, the higher ups, were vacationing in who knows where, in all kinds of fancy resort areas. I got that impression a few years ago when they passed Obamacare. So Congress voted that they're not meshuggah to the laws of Obamacare. That was the chaluk of the vote, you know. They're not meshuggah, yeah. This is for the Hamoinam.
The Cadillac policy.
Right, the Cadillac policy. That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm thinking, you're not ashamed? You're not embarrassed? Like, what in the world's going on over here? You know, well, they voted that this is for the Hamoinam, but we're not included in this. That's not much what happened over here. Goes on Rav Shapsi Yudalevich. Now take a look how different it is. How different it is by Yidden. The Chofetz Chaim's Rebbetzin said that during World War I, they ran away. The Chofetz Chaim ran away because they split the yeshiva. Chaylik had stayed in Rad and Chaylik ran away. So the Rebbetzin wakes up one night, she sees the Chofetz Chaim sleeping on the floor. So she asked him, my hi. He says, there's people that don't have a roof to sleep under, and I should be in the bed and I should enjoy the comforts of the bed. How can I sleep in a bed when I know that there's other people that are, you know? And the whole war, every single day of the war, Kozmani didn't get back home, he slept on the floor. Because he wanted to be mishtatef in the tsar of those, you know. There's a maisa with the Chabina Rav, interesting maisa with the Chabina Rav, that there was a terrible fire in Eretz Yisrael where Amish, a few mishpachas, they were left the Eirim of Achai Yisrael, left without anything. So somebody came to the Chabina Rav, if he could sign a letter to Yidden that they should give generously to help these Yidden that lost everything. So Chabina Rav tells him, do me a favor, please come back tomorrow. I'll sign the letter tomorrow. Then all of a sudden, the Chabina Rav's Edom walks in, he calls him to the side, and then he says, okay, good. He said, here's money. You know, I'm donating to the cause. I'm writing you the letter right now. So the estimate, Karamaikasov or Bahashtamaikasov, like why in the beginning you said to come back tomorrow and now you change your mind. So he said, I couldn't write a letter for other people to give if I didn't give first. I didn't have any money on me. My agent walked in, I borrowed some money from him, so I was able to give. The mail I could write the letter now. Because he was not willing to write a letter to request that other people give if he himself didn't give yet. It's also a doer from Gedolim. They would never darshan barabim unless they were holding on that madrega. In other words, what applies to others has to apply to me. If I'm not doing it, then I can't. Unlike Pari over here, where the rules apply to the Hamoinam, but you know, to him he was different. That's not the way the Gedolim functioned. There's a Mori de Geshem Yishmul over here. The Pasuk says, O Musa Hapam, now I could die. Achrei Ra'oisi Es Panecha, after I see your face, Ki Oid Chochai. So Pashto Pshat, you have to understand, what does that mean? Now that I see your face, I could die. What's meant this? So there's different Pshat in the Mepharshim. But the Geshem Yishmul says a very novel Pshat. Gebayt on the Zayir HaKadosh. The Zayir HaKadosh asks a question. Why did Yaakov Avinu leave in his tzavor that they should bury him in Eretz Yisrael? The father leaves his children, as they, you know, his children are going to be in Mitzrayim. The father leaves his children. And for the Zayir HaKadosh, he already had a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his children are not going to be forsaken, they're going to be a good God. So, Frekta Shem Yishmul, but Afal Pikein, Lamaisa, Yaakov Avinu being there together with them, they can come and daven by his kever. The schus of Yaakov Avinu would be more evident. What's the pshat that he left them? So he says the following. He says, you say God. Yaakov Avinu and the regular Shvatim, there was a big merchak between the two. And they didn't really have such a connection. Yosef was the go-between Yaakov and the Shvatim, that the hashpah of Yaakov came to the Shvatim derech Yosef. He was sort of like a midpoint. On the one hand, he was very dainty to Yaakov. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef, he had all the tunas of Yaakov Avinu. At the same time, he wasn't mamish on the level of Yaakov. He was sort of like more to the level of the Shvatim, right? So the light and the Hashva of Yaakov came to the Shvatim, Dugmas, you know, through Yosef. That was the way the Hashva was. Eila is up to Shemi Shmuel. Yosef, we find this in my woman at Teb. It says by Yonos Vayese Achutza. Doime to what it says by Avram Avinu by Yoytzi Yosei Achutza. He elevated him Lamaylam and Atev. And Yosef was also Lamaylam and Atev. Hashem of Yisrael. Yaakov knew that his Hashbah comes to the Shvatim Derech Yosef. So it makes no difference where Yaakov is. If Yosef is Lamaylam and Atev and he receives the Hashbah of Yaakov and he gives it over to the Shvatim, it makes no difference. There's no far or close when you're Lamaylam and Atev. There is no Richu Kazman. So that answers Pshat and the Zayirah Kodesh. Yaakov Avinu knew that there's going to be Hashba on his children through him. It's going to happen through Yosef. And once Yosef is here, that the Hashba should come to them, it makes no difference for Yaakov. It's because for someone that's Lamaylam and Ateva, there is no Hiskaris and there is no Rihu. He says, that's the Pshat. Hamusa ha'pam achrei roisiyas panecha. I thought I lost you. I thought that your face of Kiddush is no longer going to be here. I thought that even if, let's say, you're alive, but you're in some favor from a place where you became Tameh, and Ibazoi, you can no longer be the midpoint of Hashbah between me and the rest of Klal Yisrael. But Achrei Ra'isi Es Panech, I see that your face is the face of a tzaddik, and you're still able to be a conduit for the Kedusha that I give over, so now already I can leave this world, and my Hashbah will come to them derech you. Amutsu ha'pam, Achrei Ra'isi Panech. Finally, it says, "Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Mitzrayim, be'eretz Goshen." And Yisrael lived in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen. Vayeoch hazubo, and they held on to it. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Vayeoch hazubo," from a lashon of achuza, it became a Yerusha forever for Klal Yisrael. So the question is, we left Mitzrayim. What do you mean we still own Goshen? We left Mitzrayim. We no longer live there. So what's the pshat that Goshen became an Achuzas Eilam? So Yisachar David Bells is a maybe the pshat. In Sefer Yehoshua, it counts the land of Goshen as one of the cities in the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael. It counts Goshen. So the Mepharshim asked the question, what do you mean it's a chelik of Eretz Yisrael? Goshen is in Mitzrayim. How can it be a chelik of Nachla in Eretz Yisrael? So some of the Mepharshim say there was two Goshens. There was one Goshen in Mitzrayim, and there was one Goshen in Eretz Yisrael. There's got a Goshen, New York. Goshen, New York, okay, fine. So some Mepharshim say that. But the Radak in Sefer Yehoshua, Kapitel Yud Aleph, he says the favorites over there, that this is the same Goshen that was in Mitzrayim. And he says from the Pasuk it's mashma like that, because it says, when Yosef went towards Yaakov, it says, Vayalik Ras Ovev Goshna. He made an aliyah towards his father to Goshen. Vayis thinks that there's a certain aliyah in going to the land of Goshen. It has a shaykhus there at Yisrael. So, Zokta Radak in Yeshua, that Yosef Yehuda went to Mitzvahs Ovev to build the yeshiva over there. That was the Skadesh, and that has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Mimela. And that's why it's taken considered in the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the pshat over here in the Zohar HaKadosh, Vayeyach Zuba, Yerusha Salam. It became a Yerusha forever, the Maisa gets it in the Eretz Yisrael. It's a Chiddush Gadol. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Because Yehuda, when he went, he built the yeshiva there.